to just be in the presence of God today. You're just glad to be here. Just glad to be here. Well, guess what? I want you to get this rhythm today. We got some rhythms, some rhythms. The Advent comes in a rhythm. Now, remember last week, hope finds who? There you go. Good job. Hope finds us. We don't go find hope. Hope finds us. So who's in charge of that? There you go. Jesus in charge. So what we're leaning to is God in charge. Because God is in charge, guess what? Hope is in this room. Because God is in charge, peace is possible. Cool deal? So pray with me today as we deal with the possibility of what? Possibility of peace. Good deal? How many of y'all need a little peace in your life, in your action? In your action, need a little peace. Yeah, we all do, don't we? Well, let's pray together. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, we are very thankful today. We're thankful that your presence is always near. We thank you that you do not leave us. We thank you that you have not forsaken us. And most of all, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you will stay with us. And so, Lord, I pray today, I pray for those that are yet to receive you, that today will be the day that they receive Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I pray that we will be faithful to stirring the peace today. Amen? All right. If you don't mind, if you just look at your neighbor and say, we might get stirred. Go ahead. We might get stirred. Might get stirred. All right. Y'all ready? Let's have a little Christmas here then. Go. Hope goes and it finds us. But peace lives within us. That's what I want you to get today, is the with what in us. Would you all agree with me that as you observe the world, live in the world, and do things in the world, you find a lot of anxious people in the world today? What do you think? I don't know. Here's some things that include me into that. Did you realize in the pharmaceutical world, the number one seller of pharmaceuticals inside the United States of America is, guess what? Happy pills. Why? We tend to be a little anxiety-ridden, don't we? Now, I don't know about you. Some of you may remember this, but I don't remember my mom and dad's generation having to live every day on happy pills. And so here's some of the things that they keep us from experiencing the fullness of peace. I want to propose something to you today. You think about it, stir it, deal with it. You're not going to find peace outside of you. What do you think? And see, I think a lot of us are on a run. We think if we get here, do that, graduate, whatever it is, we got something outside of us. And once we get there, we're finally going to be at peace. How many of y'all have chased that rabbit for a while? Well, guess what that is? It's a rabbit chase. It's a rabbit chase. Because you're trying to catch peace. And here's the misunderstanding. It's not outside of us. It's not in something we do. It's in something we receive. And so today I'm going to encourage you, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, to receive that gift. You've just witnessed some beautiful people who've received that what? Gift. We're in the Advent season. We're in the Christmas season. We're moving toward the holiday. We're going to be what? We're going to be sharing what? Gifts. And that's a good thing to do. However, let me tell you something. Have any of you ever given somebody a gift that's going to last forever?
No.
No. So the best, would you agree with me? The best we can do, the best we can do, hello? The best we can do is temporary. Would you agree with me? Now, don't let that disappoint you because I got great news today in the house. But the best we can do is what?
Temporary.
It's temporary. How many of y'all found that you were a little temporary? Yeah. Well, we're temporary. But here's the good news. God is forever, and he's willing to come into our temporary situation and change it to a permanent condition. Now, note this. It's important that you understand the virgin birth. That's important. Why is it important? Well, here's the thing. It begins to show what God is doing. You see, when we miss the very basics, we miss the rest of God's picture. Watch this. It's very important that you understand this. God chose to come into Mary. He came into her, within her. Where does God want to dwell? In us. Within us. And in a real way, this is in a very real way. In a very real way. Isn't that what our conversion is? God comes into us, forgives us, reconciles us, repositions us, and that happens where? Within us. God wants to get into us. That's pretty cool, isn't it? So, where do you think peace lives? Within us. So if you don't mind just looking at your neighbor and kind of, you know, like this, I'll practice on Klein. It's in you. Go ahead, just there, there. It's in you. It's in you. Because people been looking for this peace. They've been looking for peace everywhere. I got to find what? Got to find peace. I got to find peace. I don't have peace. Got to find peace. I want to find a situation. And where is that peace? Within us. Within us.
And nobody can take it away from us.
If it is the peace of Christ. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Somebody gets your temporary peace in a moment. How many of y'all notice that? You can destroy the peace we create. Would you agree? Watch this. We have peace treaties and peace agreements among nations. What happens to those peace treaties? Well, they get destroyed. Here's why. They're not signed in blood. They're signed in ink. You only have one agreement signed in blood, and that is the activity of Jesus. Come on, somebody, understand what I'm saying. See what I'm saying? You and I can sign it in ink, but God signs it in blood. So you're right, Robert. If you receive the grace of God within you, ain't nobody going to take it away from you. Why? Well, you by the blood. I don't make the peace I carry. I receive it. Isn't that neat? So how many of y'all have ever been in this dilemma at Christmas? Now, if peace is possible, you may be asking the question, well, if peace is possible, why do I feel so disturbed? Or if peace is possible in Jesus Christ, why am I so anxious? Y'all ever had this situation at Christmas? You go to your grandmama's or aunt or uncle and you're over there and they exchange gifts. And lo and behold, one of the children gets a gift that requires some batteries. And there's no batteries at the house. Have y'all ever been through that situation? Huh, with a child? John, what does that sound like? Oh, Christmas visit. Y'all getting batteries? You getting batteries? You getting batteries? And they open presents. And no matter what present they open, what do they want? Batteries. I need some batteries so I can activate whatever the gizmo is, all right? Have y'all ever been through that Christmas? And listen, back in the old days, when I used to live, it was really bad because there were no convenience stores open at Christmas. If you were out of batteries, guess what? You were out of batteries. I know one thing we buy at Christmas, a big old sack full of batteries, because inevitably, somebody going to need a battery. Elizabeth got every battery they make. She got a tractor battery at Christmas, just in case. Just in case somebody needs one for their tractor or something. You got all these batteries because in now watch. And what? But how many of y'all, I mean, a five-year-old can wear you out on batteries. What, in the rest of the time, if they don't have those batteries, what do? Yes, they cry. What else, Tyler? They interrupt the peace of that Christmas visit. You want some custard? No, I want batteries. You want a piece of fruitcake? No, I want a battery. That's a good decision on the fruitcake, all right? You know. Now, you know, this peace, if you believe it lives within us, because I believe it lives within us, and if we are to be a peaceful people, then you know what? I'm feeling like maybe we operating our lives without the batteries sometimes. And there's some things we need to hook to the peace of God that activate the peace of God in our lives. Hello?
And to get to that, so I'm going to ask you to do two things today. I want you to put these batteries on, and then I want you to turn them on. And we need to stir the peace. So it was what we who follow Jesus ought to be peace stirrers. How many of y'all are going to stir the peace this Christmas at your house? I mean, you're going to walk in and say, peace has arrived. How many of y'all going to love everybody in your family that is unlovable? Peace has what? Arrived. We need to stir the what? Peace. Even if you got to go to your in-laws, you need to be stirring what? Now track me here. How many of us who follow Jesus, we make noise instead of make peace? I think we ought to leave the noise making up, Senator, no offense, to the politicians. But those who follow Christ ought to make peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. And I'm like, where in the heaven are they? Where in the heaven are the peacemakers? Where are they? But guess what? They're in here. Those who follow Jesus Christ are the what? But I'm asking a question. Do you think maybe, just maybe, we've turned our peacemaking situation over to everybody else instead of really taking it upon ourselves to be the peacemaker? Blessed are the what? Peacemakers. Well, let's turn the batteries on. Let's give some. How in the world do you activate this peace that Jesus Christ has given you? Now, let me go ahead and state this clearly and unequivocally, okay? Clearly. If you are yet to ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, you will never be at peace. Have I made that clear enough? Is there any confusion on that statement? Because watch this. You will never be at peace when you're at odds with God. You say, well, what's the good news? God doesn't want to be at odds with you. He wants to be in you. Make sense? See, that's what we try to do. What's this? If you stay against the wind, is that a pleasurable experience? Are you going to be at peace? But if you were with the wind, what happens? It becomes peace. Now let's look at what God said do. First of all, go with Philippians 4:4. We're going to learn about four things that activate peace within us. And the first one, let's listen to this scripture. This is a great scripture. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Why? Rejoice. How many of y'all rejoice about things? How many of y'all woke up this morning and said, man, I praise God I got a husband or a wife, if you're married? Huh? How many of y'all thank God for your husband and your wife this morning? Okay, five of you. That's good. Elizabeth got her hand up after I said something about it. Now, what's this? See, I'm going to show you something, man. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. How many of you all rejoicing that you got finals coming up? Y'all want a great witness on campus? This even works better than fish and t-shirts. Don't be so ridiculously stressed out as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ during finals week. It looks gross. What you got to be stressed out about? The professors told you that it was coming in August. Go take your test. If you've learned something, you're in good shape. If you hadn't studied in denial, but by now, hell awaits. True? Hold on. What's the opposite of peace? What is no peace? Hell! That's what hell is. It's a state of no peace. It's Mick Jagger's over and over again. I can't get no satisfaction. It's a rhythm of nothing will complete my life. You know why that's true? Nothing will complete your life but Jesus. See, that's the reality. That's what it means to believe and live and receive, to be forgiven, to be reconciled, to be connected to God. This is powerful stuff. See, I'm not here teaching you about a moral teaching or a great philosophy or a way of life. I'm teaching you about the person who is God, Jesus, and He dwells in us.
So, men, I hope you'll receive his peace. Rejoice. Check your rejoicing factor. How many of you all complain more than you rejoice? Well, listen, you want to find peace? Cut to whining. Cut to whining. You do that sometimes? I do. I get so tired of hearing our nation whine. Whine, whine, whine. What if we rejoiced? How many of you rejoiced that you get to eat lunch today? Well, guess what? A lot of people don't get to eat lunch today. See, we forget. You see, once you start rejoicing, you realize what you've been given. Now, what cuts our rejoicing factor down sometimes is we only rejoice when it's going our way. Man, it was crazy last night. I want to congratulate all of our players. I saw a lot of you all come in. Bowling Green High School, 5A state champs. They won the big game. Won the big game. Good job. Daniel, all the crew, good job. Several of their players attend Hillview Heights Church. I'm so excited. There was a lot of what going on? Rejoicing. Again, I'll say, rejoice. My question is, what if a game had gone the other way? Well, see, that's the way we do life, isn't it? Win, loss. And that's why we're always out of peace. Now, I love championships. Work for them. Hope they happen. But you know what? Who won the 5A championship 10 years ago? Come on, Mr. Official. I mean, you're a professional. Hold on. It's not bad. Here's what I'm trying to tell you today. Peace is not found in moments. You know who remembers the 5A championship game 10 years ago, Klein? Those that were on that team. And they got a big ring laying in their manly box now because they can't put it on because they've gained a bunch of weight. And they got the T-shirt they wore that if they put it on right now, they'd look like a can of Pillsbury biscuits ready to fly out of there. And they're remembering a moment of success. Now, check this out. Now, this is the way we live our lives. Everybody tracking with me right now? But guess what? God's not here to give us a moment of success. He's here to place a new life in us. And sometimes we really become anxious because we want to build our lives on moments. Y'all remember the movie, what was that movie, Elizabeth, that had Uncle Rico in it? Stupid movie. Yeah, Napoleon Dynamite. Y'all remember Uncle Rico? My family said that's me. Remember Uncle Rico? He was an 82 guy, which was probably the greatest year in the world graduating from high school. 82 guy. And he had his football and he kept spinning. And he said, you know what, if they'd have put me in 82. He's talking about where he used to be. You know why? Because we live in a moment that's gone by if we don't let the Lord live within us. Isn't that cool? Peace is forever. Look what he says. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I will say what? Rejoice in who? Always. What? Rejoice. So Bowling Green High, we rejoice with you. But you know what I pray most of all? Is all those players have a peace within. Because that goes on. Way after the crowd's gone. Way after it's over. Rejoice. All right. Check your rejoice factor. How many of y'all be willing to turn on a little more rejoice, at least in the month of December? Month of December, get your rejoice on, all right? Now, and look what it says. Let your gentleness be evident to all. Now, listen, we don't live in a gentle world. I live in a world where the day after Thanksgiving, a woman will walk into a Walmart and pepper spray 25 people to get an Xbox 360. We've lost our minds. You know why? If I get it, I'll be at what? It's not true, is it? And that's the culture we live in. I wish I didn't have to tell you all these stories. I wish that I was making it up that the day after Thanksgiving, a woman did not just spray 25 people with pepper spray to get to an Xbox. You imagine if people believed in God, that this place was so full that somebody would pepper spray somebody to get in to hear the good news? Isn't it crazy? We hold the answer and we don't want to share it. And the world doesn't have anything to offer. And everybody's killing themselves to get in there. Sounds like the work of who? There you go.
So gentle. Chill.
In fact, a lot of y'all need to have a chill out Christmas.
Chill out. Let Jesus be born in you. Gentleness.
Let your gentleness be evident to all. Y'all need to do that, will you? How do that? How many of y'all would do that? Just around Bowling Green. You know, if somebody's in the line, y'all, you know, whatever store you're in, you see them all just, you know. A lot of people get all Pentecostal at Christmas time, you know. Be in that line. You know, Walmart, they do good. They open one extra line for the other 100 people that are in there. So you stand in line. Listen, you want to blow people away. Somebody just standing back around the line. Let's say, hey, man, go in front of me. They'll think you want something. I do it every once in a while. I say, hey, man, go ahead in front of me. You look like you're in a real big hurry. Well, I am. Especially if it's one of those women that have four different kind of cell phones tracking every moment of what's going on, you know. And they go, well, why'd you let me in front of you? I said, because I can. Go, be at peace. Be what? Gentle. I remind myself, my life's totally changed. We got a new road. If y'all notice how I'm preaching easier now? I don't have to go through Scottsville Road all week. I get to bypass it. Senator Mike, that's the best thing you've ever done in Kentucky for me, right there, that road. I said, man, I'd have loved to have this when my kids were on the other side of the county. I mean, like, change my life. But does that bring peace? No, it won't eventually, because that's a nice, wide open road, and I know they're going to put a law enforcement agent on it eventually. But what's this? I got to learn to be gentle when I'm in the midst of traffic and when I'm all by myself. Well, be gentle. Let your gentleness be what? Evident to all. Now, this is interesting. It said, don't be anxious. There's a battery to peace. Look, it says, let your gentleness be evident to all, because this is the reality. The Lord is what? Near. In fact, he's here. Not only is he near, he's here and won't leave. How many of y'all glad Jesus won't leave? How many of y'all want him to sometimes? How many of y'all want Jesus? You know, there's sometimes I'm like, Jesus, if you'd like to take a little coffee break right now, I'm going to go over here and get into something you hadn't recommended me to. But if you don't want to pay attention to that, I'm okay with that. But then as soon as whatever that something is that gets me in trouble, I want him. Any of y'all live like that? All right, good. Hold on. Let's look. Batteries. Rejoice. Gentleness. And then guess what it says? Don't be anxious about anything. Why do we get so anxious? I mean, by ourselves, we're pains. Do y'all realize that? It's a lot of pain. I mean, think about this. How many of y'all realize that you were a pain for 9 months before you even got here? Now, I know some of y'all going, well, I wasn't. That's precious. I was a precious child. Go ask your mama. She wasn't birthing a precious child. She had a pain in her womb. And then she named you. People are trouble. And God is forgiving. That's pretty unreal, isn't it? People are trouble. And God is forgiving. Amen. We disconnect and God what? Reconnects. We break off, God brings in. He's the opposite of us. Don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. Why? Why? Life is real. Now, this is a pretty young service in here, but how many of y'all ever, I was amazed at Christmas. I'm a Christmas junkie. I love Christmas. I just love Christmas time. How many of y'all were amazed at this, though? Like, when you were a kid, what did y'all do when you were a kid and you got underwear as a gift? Huh? How many of y'all did one of those throw over the back gifts? Yeah, nice, boom. You know what I'm talking about? Just boom, bah, behind the back. But it always amazed me because, like, when your grandfather got boxers, you thought he had some special underwear. Because he'd go, oh, thank you for these. I'm needing these. I'm like, what? I thought that was standard stuff, not a present. So let me tell you what. You know what I get for Christmas now? Underdrawers. That's a flag telling me, exit soon coming. Chill out. When do we get anxious? What do we get anxious about? Don't we get anxious when we don't get what we want? Is that not one of our primary problems? I want it. How many of y'all wrecked a Christmas because you didn't get what you want before? I mean, just wrecked it. Missed it. I like it when I was 12 years old, man, I wanted a gun so bad. I mean, I cut out this gun picture. I made sure my father knew where that 20-gauge single-shot shotgun was located for purchase. I knew Santa was going to bring it, but I was just helping in case Santa forgot. I want my dad to know, you know what I mean, where it was. I walked downstairs at Christmas, and guess what was not in my little Santa pile over there? Well, I try. How many of y'all have ever had when you didn't get what you wanted, try to put that happy face on, but you was really ticked off deep down inside because you didn't get what you wanted? Any of y'all live like that, or am I just the most corrupt being here? You know, and then people like my wife try to talk me into that what she got me is what I really wanted. How many of y'all got people like that in your life? Yeah, she'll do that to me. I go, I like some vanilla ice cream. Would you like some pickles? No, I asked for some ice cream. See what I'm saying? Well, you really want this? No, I don't. I would ask for it. Well, I asked for this 20-gauge shotgun. I thought, man, it's going to be awesome. I got there, and my dad could kind of tell on my face that I was kind of exploring, and I thought, well, he said, to Christmas, that is nice Christmas. Now, watch this. I couldn't rejoice with what I had because I was too busy thinking about what I wanted. And I know a lot of people missing their lives every day because they can't rejoice with what they have. They can't be gentle with what's going on. They're always anxious because they're chasing what they want. Eventually, he said, look behind that couch there. There might be something back there. And I looked there, and there it was. 20-gauge shotgun with a box of shells. I rejoiced in the Lord. I went out and killed blackbirds all day long in the yard. Starlings. That was my Christmas. Merry Christmas! Boom! I'm a messed up person, I'm telling you. I killed birds for Christmas. Hey, but they was blackbirds. They was bad. Eventually, I had to get rid of them. I was ahead of my time. I've always been ahead of my time. I was killing blackbirds before the city did it. See what I'm saying? Trying to help them out. I knew them things had disease. Look at here. But you know what? After that was over with, guess what? It was over with. Now, here's what I'm showing you today. There's something permanent called a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's the only place of peace. You know why? It goes past who we are and what we understand into what we can be. Let me run that by you one more time. It goes past who we are or what we understand and brings us to what we can be. You got to pray if you want to be a person of peace. And look how it says pray. It says, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to what? To God. There's a practice. And what are we supposed to present to God? Requests. How many of you all have requests or do you have demands? Big difference, isn't there? I mean, how many of you all have noticed that when you do pray, God does answer? How many of y'all just can't stand some of his answers? You know what he'll say to us sometimes? No. No. Especially when we do stuff like this. Lord, should I date that guy? Here's what he says. No! Lord, I cannot hear you. I want to dig deeper in my prayer life. Lord, here's some verses about good men. I just want to share those with you. And Lord, I'm going to hold on to the Psalm promise. No. Well, Lord, I think it'll be all right. He smokes Christian dope, Lord. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. We will rationalize it down till we get what we want. Now, look, now, girls, I love y'all. I got a daughter most of y'all's age now. Listen, if he ain't working when he's 30, I want to help the Lord for you. This is a problem.
And you know what y'all do? Y'all get married to these dudes. They play an Xbox because their mama pepper sprayed somebody to get it for them a long time ago. And then see, you get some problems after you get married. See, after you get married, there's problems. And you married people, just hang on. We got a lot of young people in the service. That's why I talk about it here. Some of them are going to get married. Andrew, guess what's going to happen to you one day? You're going to get a wife. I want you to get the one God wants for you. Huh? How many of y'all notice if you pick out what you want, sometimes that's not a good pick? See, I believe this. I believe that God does put people together. But then I believe sometimes we just put ourselves together. Like this. You know, like if you argue and fuss all the time and you never get along, let me help you with that. That's called don't need to be in a relationship. Now, if you have a fight every once in a while, that's called normal. If you're dating a girl and she stands in front of the TV as soon as the football game comes on, that's normal. All women do that. It's in their uterus. It has something to do with the antenna. As soon as football comes on, they go stand in front of the TV. Now, you've had dinner with them for 35 minutes. But when they hear that bum, 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 that sound immediately causes them to want to have a full-blown conversation. And you girls, don't look at me. You know you do it. It naturally comes out of you. You're not conscious of it. Listen, you better listen to God. And when God says no, you know why? He wants you to be at peace. And when God says yes, guess what he wants you to do? He wants you to do that. Now, really, you don't find peace. You receive peace. And when you do, check this out. Somebody going to get saved today. That's what I love about it. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. Listen, I've always been a straight shooter. Life is difficult. You know, I request to God. I want to hear what God's got to say about it. Not a demand to God. God doesn't work on our demands. Thank God. Amen? How many of y'all, if God did what you ask him to do all the time, the world would be in big trouble? Because what do we ask for most of the time?
Things we really don't need.
What we want. Instead of asking God what we need. Well, you know what God says? I want you to receive peace. I want you to understand that I will give you a peace that does what? Which transcends all understanding. And that peace will guard your hearts and your minds in what? Christ Jesus. You know what really happens when you receive these batteries? Once you understand how much God loves you, you'll be able to rejoice at what's in front of you. You'll be able to get through the difficulties that come at you. And you know what? Your mind will quit thinking about what you need. And I think you really start living in what God has provided. Because you learn this. There's one permanent reality. Jesus saves. Everything else is temporary. I'm temporary, and you're what? Temporary. But you and I have a moment to celebrate the advent of the eternal, overwhelming, the what? Temporary. So I want y'all to remember. These finals that everybody will be all jacked up about, they are what? Temporary. You pass enough of them for enough semesters, guess what they call you? In debt. No, a graduate. Okay? They let you out. They give you a piece of paper that says, this human is able to learn. That's what that piece of paper means. And then you go and see what you've learned. Right? Do y'all know anything that's not difficult? That's worthy? A peace that gets past what we can see. So guess what? It's a peace that doesn't rely on me. I want to tell you how powerful it is.
Our family's been living in the peace of Christ for a long time, but I'll tell you where the peace really hit Elizabeth and I as parents. It was a few years back when we saw Clacy Camille come out of that old barren river lake water baptized in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what we knew as parents? That our two children, no matter what happened to them in the future, they were connected to Jesus. Parents, I hope that's your number one goal. Now, does that mean if your children get baptized that they're going to be perfect? Heavens, no. I wish. You'd be throwing them in the baptistry left and right if that's the case. We'd have mamas up there pepper spraying people to throw at them. Get him in there. It's not the way it works. Not the way it works. But when you receive the peace of God, hear me, then you receive all the possibilities of God. But you got to receive it. Now, guess what? There's people in here today that have never asked Jesus Christ to come in their lives. I want to ask you all something. I want to challenge you this week. We got activities during Christmas. How many of y'all going to be peace stirrers? Need to stir peace. In fact, you know what I hope? I hope that this service today has stirred the peace in you. We ought to raise peace. And we tend to be sometimes not peacemakers, but what? Yeah, troublemakers. I'll tell you right. Or this. We disturb the situation when we ought to bless the situation. Does that make sense? Now, it's going to freak you all out. You don't have to be quiet to be peaceful. You have to be peaceful. It's where? It's in you, not outside of you. Am I telling the truth? Hey, listen, you 20-somethings right now, if y'all can get this from 20 to 30, you're going to live a life that's unimaginable. See, I'm trying to communicate to you, don't buy the dream. It's not what you have, it's who has you. And if you let Christ have you, then you'll understand what you have. Does that make sense? Somebody hearing that? Somebody need to hear that? And maybe we'll quit trying to be happy and start living. My generation, your parents, we're your parents' generation. We all try to be happy. We've spent billions of dollars being happy. We've wrecked the country on being happy. I'll tell the truth. Christmas came to us. We didn't go there. It came here. And now because it's here, we ought to live it in us. Does that make sense? All right, y'all been great today. Man, there's going to be some people receive Christ right now. Do you understand? You will never have peace till you receive Jesus in your life. Is that what I need to do? That's a good question. Right now, if I didn't have Jesus in my life, guess what question I'd be asking? What do I need to do? Well, you want me to tell you what Jesus said to do? That'd be the way, wouldn't it? Jesus said, if anyone comes to me and realizes that they're full of sin. Now, today you had to come to that realization. How many of y'all that far along? You know what? I've done some things that God just absolutely told me not to do. Any of y'all in that spot? All right. Well, let me ask you a question. How are you going to patch that up, to put it in common man's language? How are you going to patch that up? You can't. Some of you, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give some hungry people soup. Hey, they will appreciate that. That's a good thing. But guess what? That doesn't get rid of your sin. You don't get like points. I need to be reconciled. You know what that means? Forgiven. Some of y'all need to be forgiven today. You know what? I hope you will let peace find you in this moment of altar. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my what? Sin. Lord Jesus, come into my what? That's when it gets scary, doesn't it? Now look what I'm talking about. Come what? What motion am I doing here? In here. Some of y'all give me that cross-eyed mean look when I say life's not about happiness. And you go, oh, I want to argue with you on that. It's not about happiness. Who made it about happiness? I go to other parts of this world, this globe. They're not talking about being happy. They're talking about living. Can you tell me and answer this question?
Why is the richest nation on earth the one ridden with the most anxiety? I live in a nation that has poor people who own high definition widescreen TVs. That's not poverty. Poverty is when you wake up in the morning and wonder if you'll get to eat. That's poverty. That's broke. Yet I go among those people and I find more life than those who have it all. Could it be that the devil has sold us a bill of goods that says if we get this, we have life? And maybe we've missed the Christmas story. Oh, come, all ye faithful. So I'm asking you to be faithful if you've never received Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my sin.
Some of you go, well, Pastor Ayers, is it that simple?
No. It took an act of God to say that. I believe it takes an act of God for you to be able to say that. Because guess what some of you are going to do today? You're going to hear this opportunity. You're going to go, well, I'll do that next week. I'll get to it. I got some other things I need to do. Now listen, those of y'all in university, don't play this game. Well, I'm going to get done with college, then I'm going to receive Christ. Because then guess what? You'll be married, and then you're going to have some kids, and you'll say, well, after we get done with our early part of our marriage, and then after our kids leave the house, and if you get in that rhythm, I'm telling you what, you'll die without Jesus. The time to be saved is today. That makes sense? So some of you have already asked me about baptism on Christmas Sunday morning, and I'm excited that you're asking about that. If you've received Jesus in your life, that's your salvation, then we here at Hillview Heights Church believe in baptism. You know why? That is your confession that God's done something great in you, His salvation. I think you say it better in baptism than you can say it with words. I've been buried in who? Jesus. Dex, thank you for making that statement today. Amen. Dex, you've been buried in who? In Jesus. And now you've been risen in who? That's where the peace is. That passes human reason. A lot of us are miserable because we've confined ourselves to human observation without God possibility. It's either real or not. Some of you today are going to receive Christ. That's exciting. Some of you are going to come and say, you know what, Reverend, I need to be baptized. RJ, that baptism hurt you? It helped you. You were bald before the baptism, right? It didn't take your hair or anything, right? It was good, all right? Man, I just want to tell people, because I have some of y'all, you've come up to me, Pastor Steve, I'm really scared to be baptized. I just want you to know we've seen several thousand humans, thank God, be baptized. We've never seen a baptism harm anyone. Now, I can't say that about all the weddings we've had here at Hillview. Because sometimes what? We're not listening to God on some things. How many of y'all need to hear Him today? I want you to get obedient to that. Sunday morning, come on, dream with me, church. Thank you. I see some of y'all have invited some friends here today. I thank you for stirring the peace. Thank you for doing that. Watch this. Sunday morning, I hope this is our Christmas morning. I don't know about you. I'm sorry if this is your first year at Christmas at Hillview. I'm a Christmas junkie. I love Christmas. I love Christmas. I love Christmas. And you know what? I love to watch kids open presents. Don't you? I mean, kids go nuts on presents. Love to watch kids open presents. Nothing more than on Sunday morning, Christmas Sunday morning, Christmas Sunday morning. Would it not be nothing more than cool than this is the service? For unto day a child is born. Splish, splash, splish, splash. For about an hour and a half. And then we'll do the second service. Unto us a child is still born. Splish, splash, splish, splash.
That'd go on all day as far as I'm concerned. I'd stay here all day and watch it. That'd be the greatest Christmas ever. Now, this is what, y'all don't believe that could happen. But guess what? I do. Because a long time ago in this old preacher's life, long before he's a preacher, Jesus Christ forgave a sinner named Steve Ayers. And he's a sinner. I was good at it. But God said, but you're not as good as me. And I said, you're right. I need to be reconciled. How many of y'all need to be reconciled today? Some of you need to come to be baptized. That's awesome because you know Jesus is Lord of your life. Some of you need to come today and just pray that you have peace. Listen, if you don't have peace in that marriage, then what should you do? Elizabeth and I got to celebrate. We've been married 27 years now, and I'll tell you how that happened. Jesus. Because everybody else was betting against it. People say, man, they told Elizabeth she was crazy for marrying me. They did. I'm not telling you the truth. They go, Elizabeth, he's a madman. I was. But guess what? She said, I'm going to ride that storm. And there have been some peaceful moments, hadn't there? Notice how I said that. Moments. But guess what? We've had some very unpeaceful moments, but not without peace. See, if you got Jesus in the center of your marriage relationship, you can be unrest, but the presence of peace is still there that will surpass what you understand. So marriages, pray for your marriage. When I get out of line, Elizabeth goes, get your knees down here, all right? He said, well, I'm not going to say much. She said, I care less what you say. I'm going to pray. She said, I've already heard what you got to say. Let's hear what the Lord has to say. This stuff works. I want to give you stuff that works. So will you receive Jesus today? I hope so. Will you come and be obedient to baptism? I sure hope so. You know what I hope you don't do today? Just sit and stare at the altar or stand and stare and leave here without being stirred by the peace. Let's pray together. If you don't mind, let's stand up. That'll help you. If you stand up, that'll help you come forward. Balcony, steps right there on the side. Does everybody see them? Talk to me, guys. Y'all all see them? I see y'all the whole service. Y'all look good up there, too. I like those wreaths. They give you all a holy glow during the worship experience. As our pastors come forward, we invite you to come and receive Lord Jesus Christ. So right now, there are going to be people get saved. And I want you all to take this serious. The greatest thing that can happen to a human life is they receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Let it happen. Let it what? Lord Jesus, we pray now for those that need to receive you. All right, here it is. He's coming. Lord, I know I've sinned, and I know I need you. Come into my life. I believe you died on the cross. You've risen from the grave. Lord, I repent of my sins. I want you in me. Lord, come into my life. And if that prayer is too complicated, this one will work. Jesus, help. And he'll take it from there. He'll take it from there. So if you prayed and you know you need Christ in your life, you come on forward right now. If you are in a disturbing moment in your journey of life, come and ask God to show you the peace that passes all understanding and live in that peace. Amen. It's within you. So for it to operate, for it to turn on, for the batteries to be activated, you're going to have to let God stir it within you. Come on, church. It's wide open today. Let God touch you. Let him love you. Let him bless you. Come on. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Come on right now. Let him love you. Let him love you.